Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 27, Text number 21. Katachit atamanasa, kadachit atamanasa, brahmalokan mahimgatam, brahmalokan mahimgatam, vavrevrat pratamamtu, Vagre Bhat Pratamamtu Janati Kama Mohita
Janati Kama Mohita
Kadachit Atamanasa Brahmaloka Mahimgata Vavrevratamantu Janati Kama Mohita
Translation and purport by Divine Grace.
श्री भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की। ट्रांसलेशन। व्हेन आई वंस केम टू दिस अर्थ फ्रॉम ब्रह्मलोक द हाईएस्ट प्लैनेटरी सिस्टम द डॉटर ऑफ टाइम wandering over the universe met me. Knowing me to be an avowed brahmachari, she became lusty and proposed that I accept her. Repeat. When I once came to this earth from Brahmalok, the highest planetary system, the daughter of time, wandering over the universe, met me. Knowing me to be an old brahmachari, she became lusty and proposed that I accept her. The great sage Narada Muni was a naistic brahmachari, that is, he never had sex life. He was consequently an evergreen youth. Old age, Jara could not attack him. The invalidity of old age can overcome an ordinary man, but Narada Muni was different. Taking Narada Muni to be an ordinary man, the daughter of time confronted him with her lusty desire. It required great strength to resist a woman's attraction. It is difficult for old men, and what to speak of young. Those who live as brahmacharis must follow in the footsteps of the great sage Narada Muni, who never accepted the proposal of Jara. Those who are too much sexually addicted become victims of Jara, and very soon their lifespan is shortened. Without utilizing the human form of life for Krishna consciousness, the victims of Jara die very soon in this world. Om Ajnana Tivirandasya Jnananjana Kalakara Chakshirandritam Yena Tasmaindri Garave Namah श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्ट स्थापित भूतले स्वयं भूतपदानंदापदा वंदेहम श्रीगुर श्रीयुतपकमल श्रीगुरवैष्णव श्री रूप सागर जात स्वयं रघुनाथानी साइत सवधूत पर्जन सहित कृष्ण चैतन्यदेव श्रीराधाकृष्ण सहगणलित हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगत्पते कृपेश कृतिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्ते सप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानंदे देवी प्रणमामि वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधु भयोऽपि पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीआचार्य गौरभक्त हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्णा हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे कृष्णा कृष्णा हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। सो नारद मुनि इज नरेटिंग टू Kring Prachin Barisar about the story of King Puramyar. And he was describing the plight, the pitiable position of King Prachin Barisar. And then he was also telling about his experience. Because Narada Muni is a Naishthik Brahmachari. And he is a avowed Brahmachari, he has taken a vow. Prabhupada says that nobody will fall down to sex life unless he wants. It's not mistake or a hasty thing or it is a temptation from the opposite sex. But if a person, whether it is man or woman, if they take a vow, then he will not become a victim to the fall down. Not only sex life, but any addiction or habit. Like we have decided not to smoke, we have decided not to drink. So similarly, if you decide, I will not indulge in sex life. The people who don't have a mission in life, who don't have a serious goal in life, who lives a frivolous life, who lives a promiscuous life, people who don't have a serious aim, there's a saying in South India that one who has no work, he goes on eating. There is no serious business. So, whatever sense objects you will come across, you will try to enjoy them. Just like the students who are serious students, who are from good families. So I should not have any relation with man, woman, these kind of things until I complete my education, until I stand on my own legs and have enough income, then I will properly get married, then when we plan for a child. So it is all a planned thing. But people who are loose characters, because they have nothing else to do, so whatever sense gratification is offered to them, they want to enjoy. So Prabhupada says that one cannot fall down to sex life unless he wants or she wants. Because in human society, to indulge in an activity like that, it needs privacy, it needs going naked, so it all needs planning. So you cannot blame anybody. Similarly, a woman cannot be approached against her interest and you molest her. That is also not possible. Because when a woman decides that as long as I am alive, I will resist this attack on me, only rarely many people, they make a woman helpless and attack her. But otherwise, normally, there is no possibility. So generally, whatever such acts take place, at that moment, they both want it, and then that happens. Otherwise, there is no possibility. So Narada Muni is saying here, that one who observes brahmacharya, he will not be attacked by the invalidity of old age. So it is like trading our health with petty pleasure. When you indulge in sex, you will have a momentary flickering excitement. Because the real happiness is the state of mind. It's not an indulgence. Like people who have grown above the body, like many people, they like to write books, they like to do some works, and in that they take joy. People by heart Bhagavad Gita, people want to, they will take up some project in life, have to do something for the poor people, have to do this, do that, it's like that. So unless a person takes a serious goal, you know why students, they again get married and all that, because they don't have a serious goal. Till studies, they have a goal. I have to complete my MBBS, I have to complete my MBA, and after they get the job, now the enjoying tendency will awaken again. As long as he took up a challenge, he could keep sex life at a distance. When he doesn't have a challenge, then he tends to become a victim to sex life. So people who actually use their good intelligence and analyze the whole thing, what is all this about? It's a repetitive act, it's a short-lasting act, and it has serious consequences, and it spoils one's, like I said, his health and mind, it corrupts his mind. So everything is bad about sex life. It's in Vedic civilization, sex was only taken as a means of procreation. So there was no this kind of sexual practice in Vedic times, because there was no family planning, there is no cheap this kind of exhibitions. People are disciplined, and people have spiritual knowledge. So for them, sex was a remote thing. They never thought about unnecessary need for sex life, because nowadays people are fools, nowadays people are loose, they don't have anything to do, so they get into this kind of animalistic activities. So if you study the lives of all great people, people have become material heroes or spiritual heroes. They all have refrained from sex life. People don't understand. The doctors, they try to mislead. Nowadays, the doctors, because they are also foolish, aimless people. So they completely mislead, and innocent people, they believe in the doctors. Doctors said every 3 days sexual activity is good for health, and it is not a bad thing to do masturbation and things like that. And so now they are talking about this homosexuality, all crazy. There is no reasonableness. People become neurotics. Neurotics means they become neurotic patients. They don't have a steady character. The people who are, so we can observe, we don't know the private life of people, we don't know the personal life of people, but by their life we can figure out. People who are expert, people who practice celibacy, brahmacharya, because they know what are the difficulties in that, and what are the benefits from that. And when they look at the lives of the people, they can immediately understand. Like here, one thing is that, like, people who physically observe brahmacharya and people who have mental capacity to observe brahmacharya. Like, we are all trying to be brahmacharis, but there may be some people who from their previous life, their mind is already tuned. Like people who are in satogun, when children are there, some children are mischievous, restless, no focus. There are some children, like about Guru Nanak Dev or Prahlad, it was said, like, they are children, but they don't have any childish activities. Guru Nanak, I was reading his biography, life. Even when he was only 5 years old, Whenever there is time, he will sit alone and do some meditation. Generally, children don't sit alone and do meditation. They're just playful. But if your previous lifetime, like parents are asking, why our children want to live like this? So some people live like that because they have done something in their past life already. They have understood the benefits of brahmacharya. They already attempted to remain brahmacharis. So naturally, when they take birth again, these things don't appeal to them. What is this temporary affair? And you become a slave to the other person. A woman becomes a slave to the man, and man becomes a slave to the woman, and they both they fall in the fall into abominable position. Let's say in the family, if a man or woman, at least if one of them is good, then they can pull the other person. Because somewhere there should be some education and interaction. Other people think everyone is living like this. Generally, people think it is normal. Everybody is living, that is normal for 95% of people. They live a life like that. Just ahar nidra bhayamaitanamcha. They don't have any other ambition in life than the instinctual urges. Very elementary people, people who are very crude people, their interest is enjoyment of the tongue, enjoyment of the belly, and enjoyment of genitals, and then they think they are having a good time. But people who are knowledge, people who are cultured, they think, why should I waste my life for an illusory happiness? Illusory means you will never get it. Like Mrugachal, Mrugatrishna, mirage in the desert. So like however many times one may indulge in sex life, immediately it is all over. Yes, he has nothing to say that he has gained. But when you practice brahmacharya, you see that your mind, your abilities, your memory, your health, your abilities, everything will improve. All diseases, they can be. The people who just take medicines, 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 but if they are not understood the principle of brahmacharya, they say, we are taking medicines, but my health is not improving. Doctors will never tell you, don't indulge in sex life. They don't tell you. They say, you take this medicine, and you will be all right. But some people get benefits from the medicine, some people don't, because there is no resistance, there is no immunity in the body. Body has no resistance power. That means even without medicines, if you observe brahmacharya, there is saying psychosomatic diseases. Psychosomatic, if the mind, people who have a weak mind, they easily get all these health problems, asthma, or cold, or many things. So, if you want to stop these attacks, so if you practice strict celibacy, so all these diseases will go away. At least from our previous karmas, we get a body which is prone to diseases quickly. But at least we can minimize, reduce it by observing brahmacharya. So the physical, Gandhi was a very, very normal person, Mahatma Gandhi. He was lying, he was stealing, you know, in his childhood. He has written in his own biography. Like ordinary people, they are simply, you know, greedy, lusty, selfish. Nobody has any principle. You know. Whenever you find a principled man, immediately you become impressed. There is room for temptation, but you don't succumb to temptation. So that is called dhira. Dhira. Dhira means you have the capacity to enjoy, but because you have given your life for some higher goal. Like yesterday, I was talking to Priyanka. Said, I am meeting one big officer lady. She is not married. She is head of a school administration. I said, oh, that's great. Now, because she is not married, you educate her. And then she can be of great help. Then she said, no, she also said that she is soon going to get married. I said, that is no problem. You convince her how understanding these things will help her even when she gets married. You know, brahmacharya helps married people also. Grihastha life means not, it is a license to do anything you like. That is grihamedhi. Grihastha life means within regulations, under some restrictions. And then such a grihastha life is not bad. Otherwise, grihastha life becomes very inauspicious. No money to run the family. The children are not very doing well, and the health is not good. So what is that kind of grihastha life? All problems. People become grihastha to become happy in life. But if they don't know the art of living, the principles of life, then instead of becoming happy, they become hellish. Hellish family life. In the beginning, man and woman, they exploit each other, and then everything will be spoiled, and then they begin to harass each other and nag each other. No, mind is not in control. So, mind is not in control. So, blame game begins. So, I told Priyanka, do you know how to educate grihastha people? Now, because it applies to everybody, not only, it's not that bachelors doesn't know what it means to be grihasthas. Because anyone who is born in this world, we are all born with the desires, we are all conditioned. Anyone who takes birth without desires, they will be extraordinary people from their childhood. That's the proof. Anyone who is born without desires, because their mind will be very, very powerful, very, very strong. Prabhupada told a story. that is in British time. So during British time, some Indian person was working as a servant in some British firm, and there was some litigation between the owner of that house and another British person. So one person cheated the other person, and a complaint was lodged in the court, and the judge asked, what is the evidence, who is there to give evidence? You know, whenever something happens, we need evidence, sakshi. Then the fellow who was cheated, what evidence can I give? Only that fellow who doesn't know English, that Indian servant, said, my dear sir, when our English talking and cheating was going on, what can I say? Only that Indian servant. But he doesn't know English, so how does he know who is right and wrong? Anyway, the judge called the Indian man. The judge called him, he got it translated and said, do you know who was at fault and like that? And this Indian was a nice brahmachari, with a good sanskar. So he doesn't know what was spoken between them. So he told the judge, I don't know who is right or wrong or who cheated. But this man said like this, and he told whatever he said in English. Then the judge became completely, so that means, like, you know, picking up the language. If you are a good brahmachari, actually memory comes from Krishna. Matar Svatir Jnana Mapohanancha. It's not necessary that we should be knowing this, we should do this. This is all effort. But actually, if you are good devotees, Krishna will help, and then we learn things quickly. With a guru, there will be many disciples. And some people learn very nicely, and some people don't. What is the difference? Insincere, restless, not disciplined in mind, for whatever reasons. So, such people, they have to be told many, many times to learn things. But if someone is disciplined, just by listening once, he will immediately correct himself. So, brahmacharya, physical brahmacharya is called ojas. On a mental level, a brahmachari will have ojas. Ojas means, you can say tejas and ojas. Tejas refers to the body, and ojas refers to the mind. When you have physical power, tej, kshatra tej. And then when the brahmacharya improves the mind, then it is called ojas. Ojas means very bright minded person. So it is very, education becomes very easy for such people. People who observe brahmacharya, education becomes a fun for them. So Gandhi said that he is very timid person, very poor in learning, and then he developed a desire, how can I become a very intelligent, important person in life? This is called taking up a serious goal in life. Why should I be a timid person? Why should I be unsuccessful? How can I become a great man? So that's the beginning. I want to become a great man. So I was telling that people remain very good till their student life, and then because they don't have a serious goal, and then they become a victim to a woman, and then they lose all their good sense. They become very normal people. There is also a story in RSS books, which I was reading. They gave me in Kurukshetra. That is about Napoleon. You know, Napoleon, one of the very strong generals. Hitler, Stalin, Napoleon. And Napoleon was a very hard-working person in youth. In youth, everybody will run into temptations. Everybody. Because this is Maya's kingdom. And it is the business of Maya to go on giving opportunity. Enjoy, enjoy, wherever you go. Maya's business, that's why everybody has become a victim to Maya. And nobody comes to spiritual life. That means they are all surrendered to Maya. That means they don't have any worthwhile life. So this Napoleon, by his karmas, so one woman became attracted to him. Very beautiful woman. And she saw that Napoleon is a very hard-working, decent person. So she became attracted to him. But by the previous karmas, Napoleon was never interested in woman. So when this woman approached him and that, he simply ignored and neglected. She became surprised how he was free from the temptation. And then later on, after many years, the same woman, that time Napoleon was an ordinary student. After many, many years, the same woman happened to see Napoleon, and he became the ruler of the country. He became the ruler. And she could understand that people who become attracted to sex life, whether they are men or women, they cannot have any big achievements in life. With their small petty interests, they are simply worried about roti, kapda and makan. They are worried, you know, ordinary people, which government will give us ration rice, which government will give us all little things. But people who become attracted to certain ideals, ambitions and goals. So sex cannot be stopped without having a strong goal in life. So when you have a strong goal, immediately you will detect the weakness of mind. This is my weakness, this is my shortcoming. Whether it is eating or mating or sleeping, immediately, because anyone who takes up a goal in life, Krishna will begin to, this is coming in your way. Your goal, see, if you sleep like this, how you can attain your goal? See, if you eat like this, how you can attain your goal? See, if your drishti, if your vision is always destroyed by opposite sex, then what can you concentrate upon? Because this woman, in this world, we cannot avoid woman. You are born of a woman, and your sisters, your other relatives. So, women are going to be half percentage in the population. So it is not shunning woman that you will grow in life. That's why Prabhupada said, you groom yourself, you train yourself, don't hate man or don't hate woman, that doesn't work. But you should tame your mind, you should train your mind. Matruvat paradareshu, whenever lusty thoughts come to your mind, you reason with your mind, you educate your mind, you train your mind, you take shelter of Krishna, fall flat on the ground and pray to Krishna, please Krishna, save me. I have no strength to resist these temptations. Only when you help can this become possible. So, let's say the Hare Krishna mantra is our tavis, talisman. You know, people wear for protection, they wear some tavis. So similarly, you should always keep Hare Krishna with us so that you can become aware of temptations. Good people, when they see the temptations, they try to avoid it in the beginning itself. Don't meet woman alone, no? And don't get closer to woman unnecessarily, except for service and things like that. Because Bhagavatam says that finding the voice of the woman to be nice, finding the movements of woman to be nice, and desire to talk to the woman, these are all subtle indications of that our mind is becoming captured. So, before the grass fall down, we should take measures, steps beforehand, and protect ourselves. Otherwise, really, it becomes deepened, and we will have a grass fall down. So here Narada Muni is saying, by being a devotee of God, Narada Muni is saying, if you become a devotee of God, service is 8 hours outside world. How many hours of work? 8 hours. But for a devotee, 24 hours, is it? It's not that I will do this, I don't do this, I will only work for 8 hours. Is that right? Devotee says, I will only work for 8 hours. No, 24 hours. Emergency services, you know that. People put before hospitals in some places. 24 hours. That means they are dedicated to the cause. Actually, it is good. No? People who are 24 hours on the job, they have no room. If you have only 8 hours work and you go home and you lie down with your wife, so what will happen? Externally, it is like you are working for 8 hours. But because the work is supposed to help you to overcome the petty temptations. Let's say Krishna devotees, they become workaholics. They want to work, work, work. because they don't want to give respite to the mind. And this work is not like outside work where you really become bored, tired. The working for Krishna itself is a relaxation. Working for Krishna is itself a recreation, is it? When you work for Krishna, only ordinary devotees, they say, I work so much, I have to take rest, I have to relax. Now people who really understand what it means to work for Krishna, and they become very fresh, they become very strong, and they want to take on more work. But if you become a devotee and see work not related to Krishna, oh, I work so much, now I should take rest. But if you know, I am working for Krishna, I am trying to please Krishna, that is called working in Krishna consciousness, not just working. Like you are working in kitchen, oh, I have this duty, but forget Krishna. Then you think I am working too much. It's not like that. So, the point is, Narada Muni was different. So, a Krishna devotee is different. That's why this is the answer to the parents of the children who become Krishna conscious. Then, oh, everybody is getting married. Everybody is living like this. Why do you want to live like that? That means actually they are devotees. Because if devotees also are living like ordinary people, it's clear. You can recognize the devotees clearly. Bhagavad Gita says in the second chapter, what is that? Second chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, it says, what is night for yogis is daytime for bhogis. What is night for bhogis is the daytime for yogis. What does it mean? It means the mind of a devotee is different and the mind of a karmi is different. So they do altogether, they live a different way of life. Conscious activities may be same. You are working for sense gratification and is working for Krishna. Work is there. What is that sloka? Yani sa sarvabhutanam tasyam jagati. Samimi. Yasyam jagati bhutani sani sa pasyatamani. So, somehow in human life, we should come across, we should come in contact with spiritual people, and we also become different. We don't go with the crowd. We don't act like sheep, bedchair. Devotees are independent in their thinking. Devotees are principled in their thinking. Devotees are disciplined. Everything different. That's why devotees, they don't cheat. They don't lie. They don't exploit. Because they want to help others. No cheating, no exploitation, no lying, no complicated life. A devotee is uncomplicated. Uncomplicated people means inside something, outside something. But a devotee is simple. That's why he can create trust. Prabhupada, wherever he went, just by his first contact, he said, here is a man whom I can trust. Here is a man who doesn't exploit me. He can help me. That is a devotee. So we should always wear the talisman of Hare Krishna. We have many weaknesses from our previous lives and from our upbringing. But this can be quickly corrected by chanting Hare Krishna. So, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama.